See, church, that's why the word of God said in Hosea 4 and 6, my people perish because of lack of knowledge. See, when I come, I know why God sent me to Georgia. Because here, see, every city has a stronghold. See, here, a lot of time, most cities try to play the race card. He said, Terry, go and take the race card away from the people in Georgia. See, because God don't look at face. See, I don't care what color you are, can't no man stop you. See, if you play that race card, Pastor, I know what you're saying. Yeah, I know what I'm saying. What I'm saying is the Bible. If they can stop you, they can stop God. Amen. See, watch this here. Come on, go back to the scripture. Look what verse 24 said. For he observes himself and goes away and immediately forget what kind of man he was. But he who looks into the perfect law of liberty, watch this here, and continue. Somebody say continue. Continue in it. One translator said persevere. See, church, you just can't read this one time. You have to read this over and over and over. Let me tell you something. I've been reading it for 18 years. I guarantee you I only read 1% of it. You can read it till Jesus come back. He'll give you revelation every day. See, you better recognize what's in you. What's in you makes you unstoppable. But that's why he said, you got to continue in it. How many people here we know right now, they come to church, they go to church. Watch this here. They don't continue though. See, the power is when you continue. Remember what Jesus said in John 8:31-32? He said, if you continue in my word, you should know the truth. And the truth that you know shall make you set you free. See, the problem is people don't continue in it. You know why? Because they don't believe that it's real. Church, they don't believe that this is real. See, this book here is alive. Let's read this and we go on to Hebrews chapter 4. Don't let me forget that. Let's finish reading this here. Come on, verse 25. But he who looks into the perfect law of liberty and continues in it, and is not a forgetful hearer, but is a doer of the work, this one will be blessed in what he what? He does. If anyone among you think he is religious and does not bridle his tongue, but deceive his own heart, this one religion is what? Now go to Hebrews. Go to Hebrews chapter 4. Hebrews is the book right before James. Don't get lost on me. The book right before James, Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12. See, church, let me tell you something. When you find out what you have in your hand, you have the perfect gift. You got something living on the inside of you that'll take you from poverty to wealth. It'll take you from sickness to health. It'll make the blind to see. It'll make those that are mute to be able to talk. Amen. See, I don't care where you come. You have God living on the side of you, but you have to know what you have. And we know, be honest with me, most church people, all they're looking for, they know they're going to miss hell. But they ain't living the God kind of life. They're not living life and life more abundantly. Ain't nobody trying to come, you know what I'm saying, break the doors down to come to church with you because they don't see the word being made flesh in your life. When you understand and recognize what you got and that you're unstoppable and God is on your side and you work your gift, you're unstoppable. See, watch this here. Lord, my phone going off. Turn this thing off. There you go. Give it to my daughter. She mad at work that thing. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12. If you're there, say amen. It said, for the word of God is living in what? Look at me. He said, the word of God is what? Living in what? Church, the God that you serve is alive. So what he's saying, that gift that you have on the inside of you is alive and powerful. See, that gift that you have, he said, it's alive and what? Powerful. Watch this here. And he said, it's alive, for the word of God is living and powerful and sharper than any two-edged what? Sword. Now look at me. Church, I don't care how simple you are. The Bible calls a wayward man. When you got this gift, when you got born again, when God said, for God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten son. When you believe that God raised Jesus from the dead, You believe in your heart, you confess your mouth, you got born again. The Bible says the word of God in you is alive and is powerful and is sharper than any two-edged sword. You can take the most simple person in the world. If they get in this word and do what God called them to do, they'll become the wisest in the world.
Amen. Amen.
See, let me tell you something, sir. Let me tell you something. You know what makes me sharp? You know what makes you sharp? The word of God is what makes me sharp. I don't care what school you went to. Ain't no school above this. And hey, guess what? I want to send my kids to the best school. But let me tell you something. This word right here, the Bible says it makes you sharper than anything. He said the word of God, that the gift that living in you, it's alive, it's powerful, and it's sharp. And watch this here. It's sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing, even to the division of soul and spirit, joints and marrow. Watch this. It's a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. That gift that you got in you, nobody should get over on you.
Amen.
That gift, that perfect gift that you got inside of you, nobody should get over on you. See, when I talk to people, the Bible says the word of God is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. When you talk to me, I'm really discerning everything you're saying through the word. It makes me sharp.
Yeah.
See, I watched this story called American Greed. Anybody heard of American Greed? And these people, they come in, they take advantage of church people. They come in, they raise money from the congregation, saying, if y'all give us $10,000 before the year over with, you're going to have $1 million. Why would I go to the world for money when God already told me in Philippians 4:19, he'll supply all of my need? And I watched these stories, my wife and I, and it'd be 100, 200, 300 church people, churches. The preacher didn't invest their money in a scheme. He didn't know it was a scheme now. The word of God makes me sharp. Soon as you come through the door, the word of God, as soon as you open your mouth, he's going to let me know whether or not you're a crook or the truth. When I talk to you, the Bible says, know those that labor among you. You got church people coming here with some game.
Amen.
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 They're coming here and trying to work the church. See, the word of God, church, that gift that you got in you, it makes you sharp. It shows you the intent of somebody's heart. It's a discerner of the thought. It'll let you know what they're getting ready to do on your job. That gift that you have on inside of you, that's how powerful you are. Go to 1 Timothy. Go to 1 Timothy chapter 4. 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 14. Man, you got something in you. Let me tell you something. Everybody, week, year, ever since I've been born again, over 18 years, I ain't never had a bad Christmas. Be honest with you, I ain't never had a bad day. See, a lot of times people wait for holidays to celebrate. Baby, every day is a Saturday for me. Why? Because I understand that gift I got on inside of me. See, my kids, they having a Merry Christmas today, but every day is a Christmas to them. Amen. Why? Because their mother and their father is living a prosperous life because we work in that gift that we have. See, when you look at 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 14, 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 14, if you're there, say amen. It said, do not neglect the gift that is what? How you neglect something? You reject it. You abandon it. You ignore it. Have you been going down the street in your community, you can tell when somebody didn't cut their grass, weeds everywhere? See, that's neglect. You say, I want them folk cut their grass. Amen. You ain't seen abandoned buildings before? See, that's neglect. If I look at your Bible and you show me your Bible, you say, Pastor, I ain't had this Bible for 10 years, not going to that Bible just as fresh as it was. Amen. That's neglect. You can neglect your family.
Amen.
You can neglect your body.
Amen.
You can tell when people neglect their body. A pastor, I'm just big boned. No, you're not. You big plated. You ain't big boned. You big plated. I got no church. I'm big enough to say this, but I'm telling you. Church, that's what I'm telling you. You neglect yourself. See, but let's get back on the gift, though. Let's get back on the gift. Amen. See, he's saying, do not neglect the gift. How you neglect the gift that's in you? You don't spend time with it. Not in prayer. You don't read your Bible. You don't meditate. You don't come to church. He's saying you're neglecting the gift that's in you. Go to 2 Timothy chapter 1. 2 Timothy chapter 1. Church, I'm telling you, when you recognize that God has given you the perfect gift, everything, somebody say everything. Everything that you need is in that gift. Everything. That gift will produce everything that you need. 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 6. If you're there, say amen. He said, therefore, I remind you to stir up the what? To stir up the what? He says, stir up the gift. See, how do you stir up the gift? Everybody look at me. How do you stir up the gift? Remember Kool-Aid? See, I'm from the South. We used to put a bunch of sugar in Kool-Aid, and then if you let it set for hours, that sugar will do what? Fall. It'll sell it to the bottom. Then you have to go in there and do what? Stir up the gift. Come on. Stir. See, church, you have to stir up the gift. How do you stir up the gift? You stir up the gift with your mouth. Your mouth is the blade. Your mouth is what you, is the spoon that you stir up the gift. Death and life is in the power of your tongue. He said in Psalms chapter 45, my tongue is the pen of a ready writer. See, you have to open up your mouth and stir up the gift. You have to take your tongue and stir it up. Watch this here. Why I tell you turn? Well, 2 Timothy verse 6. Therefore, I remind you, stir up the gift of God, which is what? That gift is in you. See, church, most of us, we're looking for out here to help us. Everything you need is on the inside of you. Amen. You know what I just said? Everything you need is on the inside of you. You just got to recognize what you have. Go to Proverbs chapter 17. Proverbs chapter 17. Man, I spend hours with my gift. Day in and day out. I spend hours with it. I might not know everything about my car, about DirecTV, or about my VCR. But let me tell you something. I'm in this Bible. Because I know it'll produce everything I desire. Proverbs chapter what? Proverbs chapter 17. Look at verse 8. It says a what? A gift is precious, is a precious stone in the eye of its possessors. And whatever he or the gift turned, he what? Church, look at me. See, you know the problem with people? Your gift ain't precious to you. I just want you to think about what I'm saying. See, my family is precious to me. My family, my daughter, my wife, they precious to me. My kids, my son, TJ. Your kids, anybody have kids in here? Raise your hand if you have kids. What happens if people mess with your kids? I'm talking about born again believers. I'll start cursing right now in church. Pastor, I know I'm supposed to curse. I ask God to forgive me later. But I'm going to lay hands on whoever messing with my kids. See, your kids are precious. See, you know the problem? He's not precious to you. When something is precious to you, you spend time with it. You hear what I just said? When he become precious to you, he said, come on, look at this here. He said, a gift or a present is a precious stone in the eyes of his possessor. And wherever he or the gift turned, he prospered. Let me tell you something, church. Because I made this gift precious to me. This gift can produce everything I want in life. My family and I, we don't want for anything. Because what? This gift is precious to me. You ain't got, never got to worry about Pastor Harris showing up for church. Because, see, churches, we're the church, the people make the church. But we're not talking about church. We're coming here for a relationship. See, this thing is precious to me. And when something is precious to you, you're going to spend time with it. And then go to Proverbs chapter 17. Proverbs chapter 18. Proverbs chapter 18, verse 16. Proverbs chapter 18, Verse 16, if you're there, say amen. It says what? A man's what? A do what? Look at me, church. That gift in you will make room for you. That's why, look at me. I want everybody to look at me and pay attention. That's why you ain't never got to kiss anybody's butt. You will never see me in your face trying to lick up to you. My gift, that gift I got in me, it'll make room for me, Sadija. Don't you ever forget that. Your gift, that gift that you got in you, can't nobody stop you, man of God. When you recognize what you got, your gift will make room for you. Remember Psalms chapter, what is it? Psalms chapter 75, verse 6. Promotion don't come from the east, the west, nor the south. Promotion come from who? Then why are you in people's face? He said, watch this here. I'm telling you right now, don't you ever forget this, Jermaine. He said, your gift will make room for you. See, let me tell you something. We've been here 8 months. This church has been 8 months. Church, this is the beginning. The gift that I got in me. You're going to walk in here one day, you ain't going to have a place to sit. I'm telling you that right now. And guess what? People are always trying to invite me. Pastor, won't you come to this pastor lunch? Well, I said, babe, I don't need to know them. My gift going to make room for me. And watch this here. The B part said, and it's going to do what for me? Bring me before what? Read it. Before great men. Watch this here, Greg. Great men are waiting to meet me. Great men are waiting to meet you. You know what I just said, Rodney? If you spend time with your gift, it's going to make room for you, and it's going to bring you before great men. Don't you be surprised one day if the president don't be sitting up in here. Amen. See, church, but what you got to do? You can't neglect your gift. You have to stir up your, you got to learn about your gift. You have to trust your gift. You have to know everything you can about your gift. Because he said, your gift, gonna make room for you. And see, church, God said he'll give you everything that you can see. Because sometimes when you start talking, people saying, how are you going to do that? I'm not going to do nothing. My gift going to do it. You ever seen somebody in my neighborhood, they starting to bulldoze some new land. See, that bulldozer going to push them trees down. And pretty soon, it's going to be some houses up there. Church, if you work your gift, he said, stir up that gift inside of you. That gift will bring you before great men and have all them haters talking about you, but they can't stop you. Your gift will do it. But you have to recognize your gift. Go to 2 Corinthians chapter 9. 2 Corinthians chapter 9. 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 15. Your gift gonna do it. Now watch this here. But you have to understand your gift. That's why you have to spend time with the owner's manual. You got to read this. He told Joshua in chapter 1, verse 8. He said, Joshua, don't let this book depart out of your mouth. But you read it day and night, day and night. Meditate on it day and night, that you may observe everything that is written therein. He said, then, this is Joshua 1, 8, then you're going to make your way prosper. You're going to have good success. Let me tell you something, church. Somebody came here for this today. Can't nobody stop you. The only somebody can stop you is who? You. So when people start saying, my mama wasn't there for me. She left me when I was 3. Baby, you're 60 now.